What if you got a do-over in your life? What if you got a do not pass go free ride card one time in your life? How cool would that be? One of the challenges as we quest for clarity, and this week's quest for clarity, is letting go of the past. Yeah, how difficult is that? Because so many of us feel like if we could just burn the map that we've already traveled, if we could just stop everything that we've done thus far and start over, then my life would be what? Would be better, would be great, would be new, would be different. But the part that we forget, isn't it, is the part that says, oh, it's still me in my life. It's still me that's creating my life. It's still me that's making the decisions in my life. So I'm not totally sure if you crumple up the map or if you crumple up the game thus far and you start it all over again. I'm not totally sure how different your life would be. Now, sure, there are parts that would be maybe coincidences happened and certain people came into your life or certain circumstances and maybe new circumstances would come into your life if you were in a do-over. But I don't know. It's an interesting philosophical question, isn't it? It's an interesting theory. I know that a zillion years ago, I moved to away from where I grew up and I left everything behind and I moved to a new city. And I've talked a little bit about this before in podcasts. And was I a completely different person because I was in a new physical space, a new physical city? I don't know. I still took me with me, didn't I? Was I growing and developing, and did I grow and develop in different ways because I was in a new environment with new influences? Yeah, for sure. But I still saw that space, and I still saw those circumstances through the lens of my beliefs. Okay, you need to hear that. Do you need to hear that again? I still saw opportunity. I still saw my life, and I still saw my circumstances, whatever they were, through the lens of my belief systems, the beliefs that I had already learned. And here's the challenge, seeing those belief systems, because if you believe that the world is a great place, you move through the world in a particular way, don't you? If you believe that the world is filled with opportunity, you move through the world in a particular way, don't you? If you believe the opposite of either one of those things and that the world is really a terrifying place and the sky is constantly falling, well, you move through the world in a very different way, don't you? You're smaller, you're more constricted, you're tighter maybe. You're not as open to opportunities. You're not as open to what might come to you because of the way you believe the world to be. Now that's the tricky part. The tricky part is figuring out, that's really great, Jan. That's really helpful. That makes great sense to me. But how do I figure out what I believe? And you're right, that can be a challenge. I have a little tip and trick to help you with that. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about tail enders on our quest for clarity, because it really is essential, and I mean essential, that you take a look at your life. And if you're particularly, well, you're not particularly happy with your life, or you'd like it maybe to go in a different direction, or you just would like a little bit more, not meaning more stuff, but more meaning more for you. I want to feel more. I want to feel more purpose. I want to feel more connected. I want to feel like I'm doing or being more. If you want more in your life, then it really is important to find clarity on why you don't have it. Or, I like this better, you need to find clarity on why have you been creating what you've created so far? Because in order for us to choose a new path, we kind of have to see that we've been taking the same path over and over again, don't we? It's pretty hard to go in a new direction unless you recognize that you keep taking the same turn. You keep attracting the same people, the same circumstances. So what I'd like to tell you a little bit about today and maybe help you use these is I'd like to help you use what are called tail enders. Now, you all know what these are. You just maybe haven't heard it used in this way before. So it's something that, have you ever, you thought about an affirmation. You've thought about a shift in the way you're going to begin to talk to yourself in your head or even aloud. And because maybe you read that was a really great idea or you heard that somewhere, or you listened to a podcast and someone said, hey, you should do some affirmations. You should change the way you talk to yourself. Well, that's a really great start. And I absolutely agree, but not for the same reason maybe that you've heard. What I like to use affirmations for in particular, or positive self-talk, is to figure out what's on the back end of those affirmations, the tail end of those sentences. So when you say aloud something that's really positive about yourself, that you're something that you're trying to change, right? I am positive and open to the world. I am wealthy and money flows in my life. I am slim and fit and healthy. I have healthy eating habits. Any of those things, which are all wonderful, I might add, affirmations. When you say those aloud, what happens inside your head? That's what we're going to talk about today. Those are the tail enders. Because what you say aloud is, I don't know the statistics, but what you say aloud is a small percentage of the belief system that surrounds that affirmation. So let's say you've decided, we'll pick an easy one. Let's say you've decided you want to lose 5 pounds because you'd like to be healthier and you'd like to start, maybe you intend to start walking or swimming or jog, maybe you want to run a half marathon. I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I really don't. I admire people who can. So maybe that's what you've decided. And so you think that one of the things that you need to do is change your mindset, which, well, I agree with you. So you start to use affirmations. You start to encourage or to practice some positive self-talk to encourage you to get out of bed in the morning and go for a jog or go for a walk or just do some stretching just to get started. And that is a brilliant idea. Now, why isn't it working? Oh my gosh. Here's why. So you say to yourself, I am healthy and fit and I easily lose weight. Okay? Sounds like a great affirmation. I love it. It's all very positive. It's very helpful. And that is what you say aloud every morning, every time you open the fridge, every time you sit down to dinner or lunch, you repeat your affirmation because you also know that it's very important to connect your affirmations to particular activities that you do during the day, particular habits. So you connect them or you stack them together so that you always remember the affirmation and you shift the behavior as you repeat it during the day, right? And you're doing that. Good for you. But it's still not working. Why isn't this working? I don't understand. It's the tail ender. So aloud you're saying, oh, I've already forgotten the affirmation. Aloud you saying, I'm healthy and I am fit and I easily lose weight. That's what you're saying aloud. What are you saying in your head? What's the voice in your head saying on the back end, the tail end of that sentence? That is what you need to listen to. So, let me explain. When you say, I easily lose weight, and you stop talking, does that voice in your head, you have to be honest, does that voice in your head go, yeah, right? Does that voice in your head say, oh, please, no one in my family loses weight easily? Does that voice in your head say, I can't imagine why I'd lose weight easily now. I never have before. Be honest with yourself. What is that voice in your head, which sometimes is not very friendly, is not very kind, and is certainly not very encouraging? I'll give you that. What is the voice saying in your head? Because that is the belief system. That is what we call the limiting belief. That is the tail ender. It is the tail end of your affirmation after you stop talking. And that belief system kicks in. And that is what you are really affirming. Okay? Does that make sense? Now, don't panic. This is not all bad news. As a matter of fact, this is brilliant news, because if you are in fact honest with yourself and you recognize that voice does rear its ugly head and goes me, 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 me in this awful tone, why we speak to ourselves so painfully is, well, that's a whole other podcast. But that's the important part. You've got to know it. You've got to hear it. You've got to be aware of it before you can change it. So good for you for starting with the affirmation of what you want to be, and by declaring aloud to yourself, to the universe, to the world at large, that this is what I want to be. Well, good for you, because now you can hear what the belief system is saying. You can hear what you have conditioned yourself to actually believe in advance of this affirmation, right? So now you know that even though you're trying to be healthy and you're wanting to lose weight, that there is a fundamental part of you that believes, ugh, it's not in my genes. My family we're big people. I'm big boned. I'll always be healthy. Whatever it is. And now you can start to change that. You can address that voice and think, okay, where does that come from? Is that true? Is that true? So say, for example, you say, I am healthy and fit and I easily lose weight. And the voice, you say that aloud. The voice in your head says, yeah, right. I've tried to lose weight so many times and it's never worked. Okay. Now we've got something to work with. So I want you to sit with that tail ender, that negative tail ender. And I want you to think, okay, is that in fact true? Have I in fact tried to lose weight X number of times and it's never worked? Well, okay, maybe it's true. So now what do we do? Well, you can still look at this logically. Is this time different? Is this time because you've decided to incorporate exercise? Is this different than all the other times you've just tried to cut out sugar? I'm just using these as examples, but I think they're probably pretty good examples, aren't they? They make sense to all of us. So what I'm asking you to do is have this little debate with your brain so that you can say, well, yes, I understand that meaning you and your body, that we have tried to lose weight in the past and it hasn't actually worked. But this time is different. Why? Because I'm smarter. Because I've done some research. Because I'm shifting my diet, my eating habits, not dieting. I'm shifting my eating habits and I'm incorporating some very simple, enjoyable exercise. And I'm looking at my belief systems about who I am physically, about the kind of environment that I've created in the past. I'm making a shift. So I am not that person anymore. I am not that person who has tried and failed many times. I am new. I am different. I easily lose weight. Do you see what I'm doing here? Now, you can do this. I chose a weight loss example because it's a simple example, meaning easy to see, but you could do this with perhaps it's wealth that you're trying to create, or perhaps it's a new job or a new partner or a new circumstance in your life, any kind of circumstance, it doesn't matter. What matters is, if you have begun to use this affirmation process, what you really need to pay attention to is the tail ender. Okay? You must pay attention to the voice in your head, because that is the voice that is running the show. That is the belief system that has got you here, got you to where you are. That's the belief system. That's the one you need to pay attention to. Okay? And then, just as a recap, because I always like to tell or suggest to you what to do on the back end of this, then what you do is you actively demonstrate, is the best word, I think. You actively demonstrate to yourself how the person that used to be the old person, that used to be the person with this limiting belief, is not who you are now. Okay? It is not who you are currently. The person that is now doing an affirmation and looking at the tail enders and the belief systems that sabotage that affirmation, that's not the same person that tried to lose weight before. That's not the same person that tried to get a new job before. That's not the same person that tried to encourage more wealth to come into their lives before. This is a new person. This is a person who is aware. This is a person who is consciously looking at themselves and their beliefs, changing them, and moving forward. Now that is a quest worth pursuing. Does that make sense? So use your affirmations in an active way, not in just a out they come out of my mouth kind of way, not in a passive way. Use them actively so that you can figure out what the tail ender is and you can figure out what you really believe about yourself. That is a quest worth taking, my friends. I am Jan Bailey, and I have really enjoyed sharing these ideas with you today, and I hope you got something out of it. Please rate and, well, comment would be really great as well. And if you'd like to share my podcast with someone, I would really appreciate that. And of course, subscribe so that you don't miss any of the conversations that we have. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about who I am and what I do, please visit theclaritycoach.ca. That's theclaritycoach.ca. And you know what? Do remember that clarity is a process. It's a practice. It's something that we continue to do. That's why it's a quest. A quest is a journey, and it's something that we continue to move forward on. So be mindful, be open, and be you on your quest for clarity.